And now I'm going to read to you from Colossians chapter 3. And I'm going to start with the first 17 verses. Since then, you've been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature, sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming on those who are disobedient. You used to walk in these ways, in the life you once lived. But now you must rid yourself of all such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you've taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge, in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. I've already used one quote this morning from Bishop Desmond Tutu. I want to use another one now from somebody else from history. It is from numberless diverse acts of courage and belief that human history is shaped. Each time a man stands up for an ideal, or acts to improve the lot of other, or strikes out against injustice, he sends forth a tiny ripple of hope, and crossing each other from a million different centres of energy and daring, those ripples build a current which can sweep down the mightiest walls of oppression and resistance. Senator Robert Kennedy, in the 1960s, 1966, I think. If we listen to that quote, and we listen to the quote from Desmond Tutu, which must now be 30, 40 years old, and the song Streets of London, as I said to you earlier, they could be written now. If we look around the world, we see all those sorts of problems. We see injustice. We see racial intolerance. We see poverty. We see people being used as slaves. Yet for 2,000 years, we have had a new gospel. For 2,000 years, Christians have been preaching a new gospel, a new way forward. Let's remind ourselves what that new way was. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Love your neighbor as yourself. Pretty simple to remember too. We don't have to remember the old 10 That fear and trembling that we used to be asked, and what's number six? We have two. Basically, focus on God, treat everybody properly. Two simple expressions. I wonder how often we get it right, and I wonder how often we get it wrong. If every week when we come to church, we do our confessional prayer of approach, and we tell people that we've got it wrong, then we must be pretty serial offenders. But is there anything wrong with the message that we're to give out? Let's go back to what we've just read in Colossians. Is there anything wrong with doing this? Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Are any of those things hard to understand or hard to do? Because probably the answer is no. They're pretty clear. Bearing with each other and forgiving whatever grievances you may have against one another, that might be a bit hard because sometimes they can't half irritate us. There are times when people know exactly what buttons to press. Those of us who have been in a classroom as a teacher know exactly when a child was pushing a button, and despite what we did, we still cracked under it. We know how to manipulate people. We know how to turn people. We know exactly what's going to wind somebody up. Try smiling at somebody when they're angry. Boy, it sends them even worse. It's great fun. Good game. Try it. And it's very, very hard to argue with somebody who's smiling at you. But just try it. Verse 14, and over all these virtues put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Have you noticed how difficult people find saying the word love? They might like you a lot. We struggle with the word love. And I've always wondered about this one. Do you know, I think I might have discovered why we struggle by saying the word love. Because when you say the word love to somebody, be it your husband, wife, friend, partner, son, daughter, dog, you are implying commitment. You are committing yourself to that person. You are saying, you are so important to me that I'm committed to you. I'm going to show you that I'm always there. And commitment for a lot of people is a struggle. We've only got to put a rota up and ask people to sign up, haven't we? And the person putting the rota up then spends most of the time running around filling it in for people. I can remember being quite shocked quite a few years ago when I used to coach a hockey team. And people would phone me up on the morning and say, I can't play today. What? You were asked on Wednesday, you've had the fixture list all season. Oh, no, well, my friend's phoned me up and he's having a party, so I'm going there. But we've got a team. Yeah, well, yeah, I'll play next week. I didn't comprehend that, because when I was playing in a team, if I said I'd play, I wanted to play. Probably got me out of the washing up at home, I don't know. But commitment. And the word love means I'm making a commitment. So when we look at those two commandments, we're being asked to make a commitment to our faith by putting God number one and making a commitment to love everybody we come into contact with as we want them to treat us. And never assume that the people that you are connecting with know how to respond. I was always struck a few years back when I was working up in King's Lynn, and we were quite fortunate because we got the runner Chris Akabusi to come and talk to the children and to do things. Only cost us £7,000, but that's by and by. But there was one phrase that Chris Akabusi, who is a committed Christian, said. And he said to the children, it's fine to look back, but history is for reference and not for reverence. You think about it. History is not an excuse. History is an explanation. History tells us what happened and therefore why we're where we are now. We want to make a better world. We want to make it better for other people. We want to share something positive and special. You were running around with cards saying positive things to each other. We've got the good news. We know how to love. We know how to commit. And we know that we have a message that can change and transform lives and rebuild lives. And back to Desmond Tutu. Each one of us can do a tiny little bit. But as he said, do your little bit of good where you are. It's those little bits of good put together that overwhelm the world. There are quite a few Christians in this world who can share a message which is about loving their neighbour, and that grace and that blessing comes to us because we love God.